Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church on a Sunday that says maybe winter is coming after all. But more importantly, it's the Sunday that we announce that singing will return. Just not today. By next week, yes. So that's one of the announcements today. The diocese followed through, as I suggested last week, and they have put out a new protocol for singing. Beginning next week for us, we'll be able to sing as long as you are socially distanced and masked. Everyone will be able to sing. Steve will be working on choir and soloists and all those kinds of things and how that all works. But that protocol will come into effect. Masks are here to stay for the long haul, so social distancing, and so are the attendance restrictions and social distancing, all kind of stuff stays as it is, but you will be able to sing next week. I should have announced last week and didn't, but I will announce today that we have a project going on around Advent wreaths. You should have received an email from the church telling you about how to make your own Advent wreath for $10, and the project is underway. We started out looking to get 10 extra wreaths for Indwell. Julie will be happy to know we already have 15, so that's pretty good. If you want any more information, Jerry's here. Jerry and Laura are heading this up, and you can still get in on an Advent wreath for your own home for this Christmas season, which will be lots of fun to put together. Doreen from Tai Chi is here again today. Selling Mitts is a fundraiser for St. James. I got mine last week. You all know I walked an hour and a half in the morning. It was cold all week. I put them on. My hands were warm all week. I'm already happy that I bought them. So if you need a pair of nice warm mitts based on patterns from Newfoundland, and there's even a little history with them with a little card, Doreen will be just outside the door there when the service is over. I've had several people ask how Hannah's mom, Cheryl, is doing, and the situation is unchanged. So please keep Cheryl and Hannah and her sister Lillian in your prayers as they journey the final steps with their mom. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the word. Rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light of the world. Free us from all that darkens and ensnares us, and bring us to eternal light and joy. Through the power of him who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our service continues with the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the book of Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And God will lift you up higher and higher, and God will lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us when this will be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs, the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. W Network is into its third month now of Christmas movies, none of which are about Christmas. Every second commercial on television is about Black Friday, which isn't about Christmas. And the gospel readings have turned to the apocalyptic. Yep, Advent must be on the way. And it will be here in 2 weeks. Next week is the last Sunday after Pentecost, the reign of Christ, which is actually kind of our New Year's Eve as we begin again in Advent, the cycle of the year, the anticipation of Jesus' birth, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. Then we work through to Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Pentecost, Ascension, the coming of the Spirit, and the life and times of Jesus. And then next year at this time, it all rolls around again. I don't know too many clergy, there are some, that like preaching on the apocalypse. I've met very few people that really want to have a long sit-down chat about the apocalypse. What are you doing Sunday afternoon? You want to have a two-hour talk about the apocalypse, about the end of time? Over time, my thoughts and ideas about the apocalypse have changed. I'm not saying that I'm right on any of it. I'm just saying that my thoughts and ideas have changed. What I've always wanted was some new way to approach this. Rather than just talking about the scripture reading from Mark and going into it, and there are some helpful books, but they tend to be rather theological, and some of them are just downright scary, and some of them are academic books and hard to follow along with. So my friend Matt Martin finally gave me the right book. Well, I had to buy it. He just recommended it to me, and we're actually thinking about doing something with it. He's already doing a study group at Luke's place, where he is now ministering. Wait for it. Here's the name of the book. Trains, Jesus, and Murder, The Gospel According to Johnny Cash. So this should be an interesting opportunity, don't you think? Actually, it really is very helpful as we look into the apocalyptic. So the book was written by Richard Beck, who is a psychology professor at Abilene Christian University in Texas, has written some theological books, has a theological blog, was drawn to Johnny Cash when he started doing a Monday evening Bible study at a maximum security prison close to where he lives. And as he has gone through that prison ministry, he came to identify with the man in black, with Johnny Cash. He'd always liked his music, but had never thought about writing a book, and he did. And it's a phenomenally interesting book. I've been a Johnny Cash fan for a long time. I think everybody has some kind of an understanding of Johnny Cash. He touches a lot of different generations. Growing up, my parents had two records that I would listen to. The rest I just couldn't get my mind around. Johnny Horton and Johnny Cash, and I'm still a fan of both Johnnies. What I found interesting in this book was that Richard Beck is focusing on a lot of songs that I didn't know. And I've got three, I think, Johnny Cash greatest hits, but a lot of it is in the last times of Johnny Cash. So Cash recorded well over 100 songs in the last years of his life. Four albums were released under the title American 1, American 2, American 3, American 4, and then I think 5, 6, and 7 have been released since his death in 2003. Beck gives us some deep thoughts about the apocalypse. Now, first of all, what is apocalypse? I must have known this. I couldn't have gone through seminary and a quarter of a century of ministry, makes me feel old, without having heard this. Apocalypse is the Greek word for revelation. All of a sudden, for me, that takes away some of the understandings around apocalypse. If I were to say that I'm waiting for the apocalypse of the postlude that Duncan and Steve are going to do, that I was very much looking forward to this morning and very much enjoyed at 8:30 and will enjoy again, if I was to say the apocalypse of, you might be thinking, I think before that starts, I might want to leave. But if I say that this would be a revelation in song, you'd probably be quite comfortable. It is a revelation. I'm quite proud of them for putting this together. It's very good. So that gets us already started on a different understanding. Now, the apocalyptic tradition comes from the Old Testament and is very much woven through all kinds of Jewish liturgy and Jewish writing. If you follow any Jewish scholars and read about them, you'll see this written through. And a lot of it is symbolic rather than trying to be historical. So Beck traces Johnny Cash's history from the days of I Walk the Line and Ballad of a Teenage Queen when he was touring with Elvis, through the Man in Black, Sunday Morning Coming Down era when he'd been through difficult times in his life, and then into the music of his later time. Johnny Cash lived a troubled life. Most of you know that. He was addicted to amphetamines and barbiturates not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in his life. And in fact, in some of his early touring, his bandmates said, "We expected most mornings to find him dead." But Johnny Cash had made a promise when he was a boy. His older brother died in an accident. And Johnny had tried to convince his brother to come with him to go fishing, and he always felt guilty because if his brother had come fishing, he wouldn't have been in the accident. So Cash promised to preach the gospel of Jesus through his life, and he tried. And at times, he did well. Other times, he failed. A failed marriage, drug addiction. Several overnight stints in jail for fights and things like that. He was proud to say that he never spent more than a night in jail at a time. He was never convicted of anything. But he fought his demons through his entire life. Now, if you know the song, The Man in Black, that was Cash's anthem about his faith. That he stood with the poor and broken down, the prisoner who had suffered, who had paid their sentence but was still doing the time. Most will remember that Cash did a famous concert at Folsom Prison and then did two concerts at San Quentin. Johnny Cash's life was, in fact, a model for social justice, reaching out to the poor, to those in need. He was well known on tour to buy food for people that didn't have anything. He was well known for helping people as often as he could. Yet he lived this troubled life. So when American 4 came out just before he passed away, it contained a couple of songs that were very important to him. The first was actually more important to the producer of the record, Rick Rubin, because it was the cover of a Trent Reznor song called Hurt. He wrote the song in the throes of an addiction. And it's about the classic line is, "You can have it all, my empire of dirt. Everybody around me goes away. Everybody around me I will hurt." Cash took that to heart because he knew that his life had hurt some people. But the other song, which leads us into the whole understanding around apocalypse and revelation and end times, is a song called When the Man Comes Around. Now, it took Richard Beck 3 pages in the book to list all the very much apocalyptic references to this song that Cash used. And he spent years writing this song and declared that it was to be his greatest song. And if you listen to the song, it is dark. It has been used by television shows like CSI and horror movies. It comes with a start and end, and with Cash, even later in life, his booming, deep voice, reading from Revelation. Where it turned was when someone asked Johnny Cash what the song was. And he said, it's a praise song. It's a praise song to Jesus. I praise him because he has always been with me. Now, that doesn't sound like what we know as apocalypse, to write a song that's a praise song. But Cash was very clear that his life was a constant conversation with Jesus. And in honor of his brother, his last song, which wasn't his last song because three more albums were published afterwards, but his last song would be his sermon. And that gets us to that whole understanding of Revelation and what it means. Johnny Cash talked about not this far-off meeting with end times and judgment and all that kind of stuff, even though that's what the word said. The apocalypse, the revelation came through his life as he was broken and put back together, as he was loved by God. And that really fits together with my understanding of the end times. Now, I'm quite certain that there will be an end for the third rock from the sun. All we have to do is look at climate change, nuclear weapons, our inability to get along. At some point in time, it's quite possible that life as we know it will not exist. But I don't think that's what apocalyptic literature is about. I think my own personal apocalypse, my own personal revelation will come at the end of my life. And I think that's exactly the way Johnny Cash saw it. That it was his conversation with God, his reckoning for the times that he had done good and the times that he had done not so good. And in the end, what he talked about was the love of Jesus. Now, some of the early fathers of the church said virtually everyone will be saved. Everyone who is willing to try will be saved. There are others that said not so much, that very few would be saved. I think that we get into the wrong part of the understanding when we try and go there. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying others are wrong. I'm just sharing with you an opinion and an idea. When the man comes around, when Jesus comes to meet us, it will be a time of revelation. A revelation of how much God loves us, of how much God has been hurt by that which we have done. But it will be about our hearts. And if our hearts are right, if we have constantly tried to do the right thing, if we have constantly tried to find the way, even if we get off the path sometimes, as Johnny Cash managed to do so often, we will be okay. So when the man comes around, the conversation will be about that place we call heaven, whatever it looks like, smells like, tastes like, or feels like. But that conversation will be based on love. Amen. As you are able, I would invite you to stand. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer, sitting, standing, or kneeling.
As God's love has drawn us, let us pray. That the church may grow and flourish, protected from evil within and without. That in worship and ministry, God's love may be brought into places of darkness and offer many the light of hope. Lord our God, show us the path of life. That our shrinking world may bring about cooperation and a fresh appreciation of one another's cultures, that we may encourage one another in goodness, peace, and love. Lord our God, show us the path of life. That we may take time to cherish our loved ones in the present moment and value the blessings we receive each day. Lord our God, path of life. That God's healing touch may bring wholeness and peace to those who suffer. Remembering Cheryl, Hannah's mom, Sylvia Brightwell, Chris Brilia, Joan and Lion Barnum, Ken and Ann Barnett, Anna W., and any others who may be close to us. And hope to those who are close to despair. Lord our God, show us the path of life. At this time as well, please remember in our prayers Queen Elizabeth, Bishop Todd, and all those who carry the message of Christ, that God's love may surround those traveling through death and bring them safely to heaven. Lord our God, show us the path of life. We praise and bless you, Lord, for Christ's saving death and the promise of everlasting life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us now confess our sins confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. In a socially distanced way, let us share the peace with one another.
Distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to fly. There is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace. It's the voice of everyone. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of
Let us pray. Holy God, in this Eucharist, we renew our baptismal covenant. Help us through our offering this day to renounce all things that draw us from your love. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. Glory to you forever and ever. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turn against you and betray your trust, and we turn against one another. Again and again, you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, 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 God of our might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given you thanks, he said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Glory to you forever and ever. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we with all your people of every language, race, and nation may share the banquet you have promised through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. Now, as Jesus has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. A reminder of our communion protocol. The communion is in one kind, the bread only. You'll remain in your pew. I will come to you with the bread. We do have a gluten-free option if you require that. You may stand, sit, or kneel, whatever is comfortable for you to receive communion. I usually start on that side, go all the way back, come to the middle, go all the way back, and go in those lines, simply that I'm not sneaking up behind somebody and suddenly appearing in front of them. So that's the way that the process will go. If you desire a blessing rather than communion, just cross your arms across your chest and I'd be happy to give you a blessing. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Soul never
is blooming there for me, where the soul never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul never dies. Beams across the foam where the soul never dies. It shines and lights the way to home where the soul never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dim. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul never dies. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul never dies.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in this sacrament we have shared the body and blood of Christ. May we who have been nourished by holy things bear witness to his light and share in his eternal priesthood, for he is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.
I have run through the fields only to be with you, only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. Kingdom come, then all the colors.
I'm still running. You broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross of my shame, the cross of my shame.